spoken into your left ear while you're lying there, slowly and unconsciously turning over from right to left toward my mouth. You are one of the dead in a dark room, lit by one candle in the intensest labor, making a monolithic coach drawn by fleas, a married couple carved out of a cherry pit. Hear the hoarse lark in the air after 1,000 years. Your life is the worst thing you have ever lived through, or could ever live through. I could suppose that I have no body, and that there is no world nor any place in which I might be. Among the beasts, no mate for me was found. Among the beasts, no fate for thee was found. I'm tired. I'm fed up pretending, and want only to lay my head in your lap, feel your hand on my hair, and lie still like that through all eternity. Life is over long, and should have ended then. Every song man sings is really over long. Welcome, welcome, fish in the blood. Welcome, welcome, bird in the wood. I, the 7x7 foot man, would bend down to kiss you if I could. Without any way out, not even toward the depths. Exceedingly high mountain with no base. On the peaceful river between the solid banks, the nights were dreamless, the awakenings without gladness, and the days without happiness. Do you know why you must rectify all you have done to me? Do you know why I must rectify all I have done to you? Do you know why you must rectify all you have done to me? Do you know why I must rectify all I have done to you? He portrays perfect beauties as sirens, sphinxes, vampires, demons, homicidal monsters, and carriers of the plague. I beheld in the eyes of my elders the giraffe, no relief from grief. If she went through the motions with her perfect body, did you second that emotion with your perfect mind? Be real again. Be whole again. Sting, scorpion, sting. No, in this ocean, no one drowns. Grind, broken teeth, grind. He approaches the listener with a knife, an axe, long, sharp fingernails. The fact that my people are plain is still no proof of ungodly descent. Now the world is divided in two. You know who you are. Imagine a beauty and a homely one in bed. Imagine the silence. The sighs. The blood. You thought you dealt me a deadly blow. It was deadly. But now I return with the poison in my mouth. I used to go out in a small boat on a stream near my home. I rowed upstream and then, stretched out on my back, floated downstream with the current under the willows. Because of my extreme stillness, that may have looked very funny from above. My mother, having once seen me from the window, laughing, summarized her impressions as follows. It looked like a scene just before the Last Judgment, the moment when the lids had already been lifted from the coffins, but the dead were still lying motionless. Be quiet. I can't stand it. Be quiet. I don't want people to leave me. They will. Your ugliness will set you apart till you die. In the north, you give warmth. In the south, shade. Flight. Wrong. Pursuit. Wrong. Grief. Wrong. Lost and nothing more. Silence. Deep forest. The cold, biting winds that blow through happiness, announcing its end, increase with age until one arrives at the point of enduring happiness. Go, give yourself to someone entirely. With lightning speed will you cease to exist for her. The beautiful have still in their thrall the plain, and even the cosmos legitimizes their chains. Shall I be the Oswald of perfect beauties? Shall I? If they let me, I would be the Oswald of perfect beauties. They would never catch me either. I would keep on running forever. Book, be the black freighter approaching the harbor called She Who Turned Her Back on Me. Your gift cracked all my clocks. A public voice in a private place. Here I give you a strange gift, a private voice in a public place. Grief, you darling, you at least will never leave me. Please. Just one small abomination, just one thing I can chew up and spit out. One of the wedding guests at the feast was a ghost. He was the plump fellow who told jokes. Hunt her down and bring her back to me, mother. Hear me, and bring her back, for she has betrayed me. Bring her head back on a pole, mother. The relentlessness of the return of the repressed. The relentlessness of the return of the repressed. The relentlessness of the return of the repressed. Just try, tear up my roots, robber. At night come, I fight like madmen.
Vicious bias.
For my treasure. In distress, one calls to anyone for help. In deepest distress, one calls to no one. Even when we are immortal spirits, we shall dwell in different Hades. The ugly one keeps silent and waits. Remember also that perhaps the best time of your life, of which you have not yet talked to anyone freely, were those 8 months in a village about 20 years ago, where you thought you'd finished with everything, where you confined yourself only to what you were unquestionably, where you were free, without letters, in the shelter of your illness, which, appearing in the mountains like a headdress, made even the animals hesitate. The trouble is only that, having burrowed with joy the straight tunnel to you, something goes wrong, and it suddenly leads, instead of to you, to the impenetrable stone. Thanks for the word fame, a magic word that plunges straight into my bloodstream. We're growing old, she said, with lightning speed. Don't worry. Your life is the longest thing you will ever live through, or could ever live through. These are all terribly tangled things, soluble only in conversation between mother and child, audible there only because there they can't happen. Thanks for the word grief, a magic word that plunges straight into my bloodstream. I know that you can go further, but I can't go any farther. Although I can't stop either. Soft whispers of people talking of him, passing across the river and passing through the pine trees, to become a single sigh, passing over his face, as he lies under the pine. Om, translated, grief. Christ, a flower bred to wither in the bud. Let us die, they will say. But you have made coitus a facetious solution to the couple's problem. Christ came in the form of a female to him. You redeem with your radiant eyes the suffering world. Far too deeply you're rooted in grief. Far too deeply for one not rooted deeply enough. Ever more inclined to supplication. Ever more silent. Grief, circular, spherical, or egg-shaped. Grief, elaborated into a flower or a wheel. Grief, expressed by a sun, star, or cross, usually with 4, 8, or 12 rays. Grief, in cruciform figures, often represented in rotation. Swastika, swooning. Castle, city, and courtyard. Temenos, motifs, quadratic or circular, grief. Almost every time I dream, it is about water. Either I'm having a bath, or the water closet is overflowing, or a pipe is bursting, or my home has drifted down to the water's edge, or I see an acquaintance about to sink into water. Or I'm trying to get out of water, or I'm having a bath and the tub overflows, or they're drawing me out of a well. Every time I awake, I'm knee-deep in water. My bed is drifted down to the water's edge. I see an acquaintance about to sink into water. I am trying to get out of water. If Om grief were a rose window, throbbing with heat, I'd make a gift of it to you. Take it, it's yours. But Om grief is throbbing over Tibet, snow and sleet, and never, never could I give you that. Round rocks, with holes in their center, still remain strong and whole, sometimes. On the principle of the arch, I suppose. Oh, I don't know why. But the daemon manages things so that one doesn't break down, if you can hold on to the end. And blessed inconsistency he, in flagrant contrast to your disloyalty, manages to keep fate in unsuspected measure. So tamed in my blood and taming yours, so deep in the forest, so restful in rest, you must be substantial. Somewhere, still. Not in the flower and the purple grape alone is holy strength, but life is nourished too by grief, and drinks, as does my Lord Tolstoy, joy even, at streams in the forests of death. Some bird of sorrow carries me away from you, from everything, even from sorrow. Far aloft in irresistible talons and under the flap of mighty wings, can all this weight be the power of flight?